Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Republican Glenn Youngkin's closing message to Virginia voters has almost singularly focused on weaponizing race, stoking hysteria over the coded boogeyman of critical race theory, which is not currently taught in any Virginia public school.
I think that the real ominous thing is that critical race theory, which isn't real.
Critical race theory is 100% being used within our public schools to educate our children. The Department of Education website, your website, DEOE.virginia.gov, is filled with plenty of information about CRT. Quote, all members of society have been socialized to participate in racist systems. White people benefit from the racist regardless of intentions. This is from the author Robert DiAngelo's book titled White Fragility. And this is part of the curriculum that our teachers are required to go through for their licenses. There are many more resources like this on your website.
Within the last year, I was told in one of my so-called equity trainings that white, Christian, able-bodied females currently have the power in our schools and that, quote, this has to change.
Now, two new friends are teaming up with Elmo and his pals on Sesame Street to teach children a different set of important skills, the ABCs of racial literacy.
After the crushing defeat in the blue stronghold of Virginia and the questionable narrow victory by Governor Phil Murphy in woke New Jersey. Not only did the Democrats lose the narrative pertaining to America's children, the progressive Democrats' obsession with racial re-education now sits rotting in the noonday sun and needs to be once and for all revisited and obliterated. Because it's obvious that Americans have had enough of being lectured over an annoying ideology that is relatively non-existent.
People are sick of disagreeing and having somebody else, when you have government officials in there especially, being called, you know, crazy or racist or fascist. They are tired of it. Just because you disagree with somebody does not mean that you should be labeled a bad person. This country was founded on the right to disagree.
But that didn't stop the arrogant left from doubling down.
That's the fundamental problem for these parents and this anti-CRT movement. They don't like the way whiteness is being portrayed in these new, more inclusive lessons.
Yeah. This wasn't about those pocketbook issues. This was about how white kids feel talking about what black kids go through.
This is about the fact that a good chunk of voters out there are okay with white supremacy.
They want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices.
I wish Joy Reid would invite me on her show. Let's see if she's woman enough to do that. She talks about white supremacy. Does she know that I ran against a white supremacist?
What the race-baiting demagogue lapdogs for the powerful don't realize is it's not that people don't accept you because of your race. People don't accept you because you are all assholes.
Today, I want to talk to you more about the political nature of time. For if time had a race, it would be white. White people own time.
I think that white people are committed to being villains in the aggregate, right? The real sort of issue here, and I've heard people sort of say it, is one, I think that white people viscerally fear. It's not that white people don't know, right, what they have done. They know. They fear that there is no other way to be human but the way in which they are human. They say stuff like, you know, it's just human nature. If y'all had all of this power, you would have done the same thing, right? And it's like, no, that's what white humans did. White human beings thought there's a world here and we own it. Prior to them, black and brown people have been sailing across oceans, interacting with each other for centuries without total subjugation, domination, and colonialism. The thing I want to say to you is we got to take these motherfuckers out.
Perhaps the Democrats should focus more on asshole rights if they want to connect with their dwindling base. John Bound reporting.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today. cutting this announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, November 4th, 2021. That means you've only got 10 days as of taping this to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling items. We have Winter Sun at 50% off. So good for your body, so good for your immune system. 50% off. We have Ultra 12 at 60% off. That is the lowest we've ever gone. It is so good for your libido, your stamina, your immune system, your whole body taken out of the tongue. 60% off. We've got a bunch of products sold out for a long time, like Brain Force Plus back in stock, 50% off. And we have Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now Bone Broth Plus. So it's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, 20% off, and it's even stronger than the last formula we had. It is amazing for your whole body, amazing for your joints, amazing for inflammation, and it funds the InfoWar, which is so important in the fight against the New World Order. So thank you all for your support. With supply chain breakdowns, I recommend you get your Christmas shopping done now and have it done, and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones, and we have just incredible breaking news on so many fronts. But the main leading edge of the globalist takeover is the COVID-19 world government, world ID, bio/chemical nanotech attack that humanity is under. So let me just lay these headlines on you, then we're going to drill through each one of them. Biden's Surgeon General went on national TV yesterday and said, "We're going to come after all businesses and all people next with the mandate. And we're going to inject children down to age 2. It's all been announced, ladies and gentlemen. That's while all over the world these shots are being banned. CBS News reports Sweden halts use of Moderna's COVID vaccine in under 30s. Top skin diver in the world diagnosed with myocarditis and other heart diseases. He had a perfect heart, according to his cardiologist before, after the Pfizer shot. And they said, this is, quote, quite common. Get used to it. That's actually been announced by the French news that it's just no big deal. Just get used to it. And the big exclusive news, ladies and gentlemen. I saw this last week, and I thought maybe he's just taking an unplanned vacation. We're going to sit back and wait and see what happens. Then on Friday, it came out that he had reportedly gotten sick after the third Pfizer shot because he's a good little globalist and took his third round. And that's when the scientists and experts tell you that the real side effects kick in, pretty much guaranteed. And we have a lot of different sources, A, in Hollywood, but also in law enforcement. And they have reached out to us. Okay, I can't do the show. There's too many people in here. Go to rebroadcast. God!
Months later, FDA approved everybody who's 18 and over who got J&J to be eligible for a booster. And so we're doing that today, Governor. You ready?
So J&J, after just 2 months.
After just 2 months.
18 plus. Yep. Everybody can get a booster.
Everybody can get a booster.
For Moderna and Pfizer, different thresholds in terms of prioritization.
Yep.
Enemy. One that is antagonistic to another. Something harmful or deadly. For those with eyes to see, humanity is currently under attack by an antagonistic and deadly foe, an enemy that must hide in the shadows to survive. But there is always a money trail, a and money is their only real power. So to find the real enemy, we must follow the money. In the documentary Monopoly, Who Owns the World, Tim Gielen does an excellent job of doing this. While there appears to be hundreds of independent companies producing food, they are practically all owned by the same small group of companies. These companies are controlled by their top shareholders. Financial institutions such as Berkshire Hathaway, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. This is also who owns Silicon Valley, big tech, the airline industry, the steel industry, agriculture, the textile and clothing industry, both the oil and solar panel industry, tobacco, alcohol, pharmaceutical, electronics, and banking. Just about everything in today's modern world is owned and controlled by these same financial institutions, who are also invested in each other, forming a pyramid of financial power, topped by BlackRock and Vanguard. BlackRock loans money to the Federal Reserve Bank, advises them, and developed their software system. BlackRock itself is owned by Vanguard, and Vanguard, sitting on top of the world pyramid, keeps its shareholders private. But we know that the majority of wealth has been accumulated by inheritance and monopoly, and the same few families have owned most of the world for generations. Families such as Rothschild, Rockefeller, DuPont, Morgan, and Bush. Operating through nonprofit foundations, these unelected families are able to rule over the world like kings. This is the way it has always been, whether it be via pharaoh, royalty, papal supremacy, dictator, or investment banker. Mankind has always been managed by the rich and powerful. Freedom is a dream yet to be fully realized in this world. After the American Revolution, our forefathers gave us the tools to realize this dream of self-governance in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Tools that will be stripped away unless mankind decides to stand and face their enemy.
Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, we're back live, and if I'm unable to control my temper today, I'm going to go to rebroadcast here. Okay, so I'm a normal person, though, and world government is poisoning everyone by design and coming after our children and announcing that all businesses are going to have to take the poison shots. You knew that was coming. And I get mad. I get angry, and then everything frustrates me, and I don't want to be here talking about this. I want to stop these people. I mean, this is modern warfare. Let me fix this. This is modern warfare that society and this world is going through. And it's not just normal to sit up here and talk about it. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I see footage of Mar-a-Lago and the white tie dinners and everybody running around like a bunch of debutantes, a bunch of retarded parrots, getting off on, oh, we're the Republicans, oh, we're next to Trump. It's all just more Hollywood crap. We're not going to beat these people with the type of candy-ass, sick Republicans we've got that just want power. They may not be out to get people, but they just want to be in charge. They don't want to stop George Soros. They don't want to stop Bill Gates. You know, at least Bill Gates is committed to something. He's organized. He's focused on killing you and your family. I'm not trying to be dramatic here, ladies and gentlemen. It's just, do you understand that they know it gives you heart attacks and major cardiovascular problems with a large percentage of people, and they're doing it as a test to take over? This is war. We are under globalist attack. And I just can't believe it. I just can't believe it anymore. You know, there's a lot of good news. There's a lot of people that are, quote, red-pilled. I've talked to a lot of prominent people, a lot of former liberals who believed that liberalism was actually a good thing and didn't know it was a corporate system of control, modern leftist garbage. And so that's all really positive news information as well. So I'm going to go to break here and try to get control of myself and come back and start the show over today. And I apologize to listeners and TV and radio stations out there for me getting mad and going off here at the start. It's just that, you know, it's just too incredible. I mean, we're living in a freaking nightmare, man. People got to wake up and face it, or we have no hope, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely no hope. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side, and we'll get into the declaration of war by these people that they're now carrying out against us. Stay with us.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Just launch right into this news and information right now. Well, Governor Newsom has been missing at least 11 days. At the end of the day, it'll be 12 days. 12 days ago, he publicly took the, quote, booster shot, his third Pfizer shot, on television. And unlike a lot of the other politicians, he actually took it. And he is a long-distance biker and runner. He's well-known for being formerly into endurance sports. Those are the type of people that have the worst effects. We had Dr. McCullough, a heart surgeon in studio, also a leading research scientist Friday, and he said, it's the third round that statistically you're going to see massive myocarditis and heart attacks. So, I didn't cover this last week because he'd only been gone 6, 7, 8, 9 days. And then I talked to some very well-connected people in Hollywood. And then I talked to some other folks that I called. And I said, what have you heard about Newsom? And they said, well, we know people that know him. And they say he's really sick in his home. Not the governor's mansion. He has another home in Sacramento. And a lot of doctors and people have been there. So then I made some calls into law enforcement and folks that are in the military that are connected to the governor's protective task force and detail that's in the state police. And they said, well, no comment, but the rumors are true. And he is very, very sick at his home. But they said the last information they had was 4 days ago. They're trying to keep it very, very quiet, obviously. So with the whole backdrop and what we know these shots do, and the fact that I have this from two different Hollywood sources, that's indeed what they've been told. And now from law enforcement sources, I think it's the vast preponderance of evidence is on the side of it being a real report. What we do know is real 100% is Newsom's been gone 11 days. And so that is an exclusive here on air. I obviously know a lot of people. And I was contacted a few days ago and asked, why aren't you covering this? And I said, well, I don't have any hard proof. They said, well, we're told this. And then I made some more phone calls, and then I got contacted again this morning by a well-known individual in the media. I'll leave it at that. They said, hey, what do you know about this? And I said, I've just been told from some Hollywood sources that some of this is going on and some others. He said, yeah, that's exactly what he's been told, and it's serious that he's in his house. And then I went ahead and made some phone calls and was told, yeah, that's exactly what we're told. He certainly doesn't come out of his house. And they've had a lot of medical personnel there. And the word is, because they don't know. And hell, maybe he's dead. I'm not saying he's dead. He just doesn't come out of the house. This is not his actual bodyguards, but people that are connected to that in the state police. Just like in any state, it's the state police have a special group that guards the governor. Now, if it was Governor Abbott missing for 11 days, we've got sources directly in, all over. A bunch of our listeners are there, the highest and lowest levels of that administration. I mean, I can tell you the inside baseball, what goes on with Abbott, but I don't intend to. Mainly, he works like 14, 15 hours a day and overall thinks he's doing a good job. I don't think he's an evil person, but he definitely listens to the media too much. But we know all about what's going on with the screaming matches at the governor's mansion and all the arguments with the lieutenant governor and all the rest of them that have been going on now for over a year and a half over the COVID issues. And finally, Abbott started listening. So he's kind of moving back into good graces of some of the better Republicans we've got in the state. But that's a side issue. This Newsom thing is from two different Hollywood entertainment sources very high up. And these are people that know Newsom. These are people that have, you know, had private dinners with Newsom. And so 5-6 days into this, he was supposed to go to a bunch of big events, a bunch of things he was scheduled to do. He's just gone. Now, he's been known to disappear for 3-4 days before and go to Hawaii, surfing and stuff. He kind of has a screw you deal going on. And he may be doing like Kim Jong-un did last year. Remember, he was gone for like 6 months. I don't know where he was. And maybe he'll pop back up and it's all a big joke on us. He's really in Hawaii. Maybe he planted this as disinformation to find out who in his circle is talking. That's to be it, too. So I don't know. But, yeah, Governor Newsom canceled trip to the UN climate conference last week. A whole bunch of other stuff. So what I've been told, again, by people in the state police is that he doesn't come out of the house and there's medical personnel there. And that's 4 days old. That's the last info they got. So that would be on Thursday or Friday. But remember, I told you that Biden's security detail, when he goes on the road, said that he's defecating his pants on September 10th for sure, and they think it happened on September 11th. He crapped his pants in New Jersey. They think he did it again on 9/11. These are serious people that really risk their jobs and prosecution to tell us this, okay? I mean, we might get raided by the FBI just for knowing this. This is not a game, okay? It's like Project Veritas has been raided, and now James O'Keefe on Saturday by the FBI. This is not a game. I tried to talk to James. We usually talk quite a bit. And he just sent me his statement from Friday, the video statement, and said he can't talk. So people are asking what I know about that. All I know is James sent me a link back. I said, how do I help? We know you did nothing wrong. They now confirm the diary with her talking about her dad screwing her and taking showers with her and all this other horrible stuff is real. I mean, this is just so crazy. So that's confirmed. I'm surprised they raided people. And I know because I remember being there at the time when this was all going on, when people were calling around trying to get folks to run with the diary, that he wasn't running with it. And people were criticizing James O'Keefe privately and publicly because he wouldn't go with the diary. Well, she wouldn't respond. He couldn't confirm it. Now they confirm the diary was, quote, stolen, and they think James O'Keefe has something to do with it. He had nothing to do with it. And I'm not saying National File did anything wrong either. That's journalists' right to get information like this as long as they didn't steal it themselves. But National File broke this. Everybody knows that. So this is just them trying to target, again, people they really fear, Project Veritas. So I'm going to say it again. We'll come back with all the other news. Governor Newsom has been missing for 11-plus days, almost 12 days. He canceled a big climate conference in Europe. He canceled a bunch of other big events. And after 4 or 5 days, people started asking, where is he? And now 11 days later, a lot of calls are being made. And I can tell you, people that consider themselves friends with Newsom, but who are now secretly red-pilled, was one of the terms used, think that it's because he took the booster shot. We know he took it. He took it on TV. At least we know he said he did. So again, right now it looks like Newsom, from the sources, is extremely ill in his house. Not the governor's mansion. He stays in another private home. So we've got all that information. Now I got a bunch of other people dying and having heart attacks and myocarditis, young people, healthy people, prominent people, famous people, after the shot. I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. And then look at this. Sweden halts use of Moderna COVID vaccine in under 30s because of massive problems with hearts. CBS News. But it doesn't matter. The Surgeon General says they're going to come after all businesses below 100 and more. So that's coming up with a video clip of that when we come back. But yeah. Newsom, though, could have done disinfo. Could be in Hawaii or something. And he can just come out and laugh at everybody. He is a psychopathic liar, so anything's possible. And I don't wish death upon anybody. I don't want anybody to attack Newsom. But I'll say this. If he dies, that wakes a bunch of people up. That's the Lord working right there.
If a hurricane is smashing into the Gulf Coast, and I make the prediction that it's going to cause flooding, that's not a prediction.
You know it's a hurricane. You know it's got a lot of water. It's going to dump. It's going to cause flooding. So it wasn't a prediction 20 months ago when I said the UN order to lock down the world economy is going to cause a chain reaction that's going to cause supply chain problems for years and is going to starve tens of millions to death. And now it all happened. 25 million extra dead, hundreds of millions on the verge of starvation, and the UN that ordered it's running around being the savior. Listen, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And now the first world's becoming the third world. So listen to me now. We've got the highest quality storable foods, the lowest price you're going to find, ready to ship to you right now at 10% off until November 15th. But after that, the prices are going up. We cannot suppress prices anymore. So protect yourself. Get high quality storable food so you're self-sufficient and fund the InfoWar today at 360 Win at InfoWarsStore.com. It's time to get your food.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we've got the Surgeon General saying, oh, hey, actually our next step's going to be injecting forcibly everybody that works at a company with 100 or less employees. That's always the plan. Just keep tightening the rope around our necks. Tighter and tighter and tighter. We're getting to that in a moment, but I have a little correction to make. I was going from memory in articles I'd read, because some news had said that Newsom had taken Pfizer and that he'd gotten the booster. Well, now we actually have a press release out from the state of California. So, Governor Newsom has been missing 11
plus days. And from entertainment sources, Hollywood sources, but also law enforcement sources, they've confirmed that they've been told that indeed he is in his private home in Sacramento, not the governor's mansion, extremely ill. Now, that could be disinfo he planted. He could be in Hawaii surfing. He's done stuff like this before where he disappears for 4 or 5 days. But he missed the big climate conference and so much more. And so here is the actual press release put out by the state of California about what Newsom actually took. Get this. This is a press release. At Oakland Health Clinic, Governor Newsom receives Moderna booster, encourages eligible Californians to get their COVID booster to keep immunity strong. It says, following the FDA's emergency use authorization approval for COVID-19 booster dose, Governor Gavin Newsom today, that was the 27th of October, received a Moderna vaccine booster at an Asia Health Services clinic in Oakland, California's Chinatown, encouraging eligible Californians to get their booster and keep immunity strong, especially as we enter the winter months. It's imperative that we all keep our immunity strong in preparation for the winter cold and flu, now COVID season. Oh, it's no longer flu and cold. It's now the COVID season, especially for those at increased risk, said Governor Newsom, who received his initial single-dose Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine in April 2021 when his age group became eligible. He mixed the experimental injections, which most experts agree is even more deadly because they all make your body create the spike protein that's in the virus normally that causes most of the toxic and viral effects. So there you go. He's now been missing 11 days and he was mixing the experimental injections. The J&J shot, the AstraZeneca shot, the Pfizer shot, the Moderna shot, all of them have been completely banned or partially banned in over 160 countries. In fact, I have news concerning that right now in my stack today. Sweden halts use of Moderna's COVID vaccine in under 30s because of serious problems like myocarditis, heart attacks, and more. And here's another example of that. Florian Daggery, the world's top static free driver, is diagnosed with myocarditis after taking Pfizer vax, may end his career. And there's a press release out from him that he suddenly couldn't dive deep at all. He had a faster heart rate. These free divers have one of the slowest heart rates out there, down to like 30 beats a minute. And so he went in and saw his cardiologist, and they said, oh, it's quite normal with the Pfizer shot at myocarditis. It'll probably go away in a few weeks. It didn't go away. It's gotten worse. Yeah, when you develop myocarditis like this, the NIH says in between 23 and 56% of the time, you die within 3 to 10 years. We showed you that press release last week. I'm going to say that again. Depending on the age group, and this is what they put out, you can figure out what they mean by it. But those that develop even, not mild, but they said moderate myocarditis, have a 23 to 56% chance of dying within 3 to 10 years. And I had Dr. McCullough in studio, who's a cardiologist, and I asked him about that, and he said, listen, they now call it, they have a FDA, American Medical Association, CDC term, and he gave the term on air, it's a big fancy Latin term, for myocarditis caused by this vaccine. It has an official known name that is now in the medical literature that's not debated. So gone are the days for this guy swimming around with the whale sharks and going down over 1,000 feet without any gear. Now he's a superman. I tell the kids in these TV ads, you'll be a superhero. I guess being dead is kind of being a superhero. Casper the Friendly Ghost is kind of a superhero. He can walk through walls. Casper the Friendly Ghost, friendliest ghost you know. Florian Daggery is a French free diver now based in Thailand, known for holding his breath for 10 minutes and 30 seconds, and is currently the world's top holder. The free diver noticed his heart rate was high, higher than normal, and his breath holding capability, we came to talk suddenly, his breath hold capabilities went down significantly after he took the vaccine. 10 days after taking the vaccine, he went to see a cardiologist and was told that it was a common side effect of the Pfizer vaccine. It will just pass. 40 days passed and still no progress. He went to see another cardiologist. He got diagnosed with myocarditis and trivial mitral regurgitation. Will somebody look up what trivial mitral regurgitation is? I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but just can we look up what other wonderful, wonderful little goody-goody that is? Lots of prizes. You know, like Oprah's like, you get a car, you get a car, you get a car. It's like, you get myocarditis, you get a heart attack, you get a blood clot, you die, you have a stroke, you get paralyzed, you get Guillain-Barre's, you get narcolepsy, you get epilepsy, you get fired because you didn't take the shot. It is called mitral. Got a bunch of names. Mitral insufficiency or mitral incompetence is a common, is a condition in which your heart mitral valve doesn't close tightly. Oh my gosh, leaking blood into your arteries. Oh my gosh. So, oh, problem with your heart valves. How wonderful. And it flows backwards into your heart. The mitral valve regurgitation is significant. Blood can't flow through your heart or the rest of your body as efficiently, making you feel tired and out of breath. Oh my goodness, heart valve shut down. Well, that's always fun. You get a heart valve. You get blood regurgitated back into your heart. You get a stroke. I mean, these are fabulous prizes. Man, woo! And I guess Governor Newsom's got some prizes now. He won't tell us what prizes he got. Maybe he's got his heart valves failing. That's quite a prize. FinFin did that too for people. It got recalled, but not this. Wow. You get a heart valve collapse. You get a stroke. You get a heart attack. You get heart swelling. You get death. You get a dead kid. You get a dead mom. You get a dead brother. You get a dead grandma. Death, death, liberal and cool. Everybody loves it. Oh, yeah. So sick. I'll tell you who definitely ain't taking these shots, and that's old Billy Gates. I'm not happy about all this, but I'm going to get too angry and blow up and go off air if I just stay angry. So instead, I love it. Oh, all these trendies trusting the system, going along with it, just lining up and getting that poison death shot, getting sent off to Valhalla. Woo! Hey, you got to do it to the children. Might as well get as many adults dead as possible. After all, these people are so stupid, maybe Klaus Schwab's right. I mean, they're so dumb as to go along with this and wear masks all day and buy into the lies and let them all die. Thank you, Bill Gates. Thank you, Klaus Schwab. Thank you, Ted Turner. Thank you, David Rockefeller. Thank you, Henry Kissinger. Thank you. You taught me you were right. These people deserve to die. And you know what? Their dumb children deserve to die as well. Just everybody take your shots. Do it. Everybody. I think Bill Gates is right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta. Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
About 10 minutes ago, and you heard me saying, hey, Bill Gates, great job. Ted Turner, great job. I was being satirical. I wasn't being serious. But at a certain point, you got to ask yourself, if you're tuned in here to the Alex Jones Show, you're obviously awake or in the process of it, hopefully, that they're carrying out this planetary depopulation. A bunch of depopulationists are the ones running the UN, world government, big pharma, forced injection takeover. And it's causing massive heart attacks and microcarditis around the world, to where all these countries have now stopped giving it. The Moderna and Pfizer shots, as well as Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca and others, because they all create spike protein in the body, which then causes blood clots, eats holes in capillaries. And that's what they knew in animal studies of similar vaccines decades ago. We've covered that. So they're doing this, and if the public doesn't figure that out and then gives it to their children, and then you've got prime ministers and premiers of major countries and states on TV going, we don't know why our hospitals are so full, everybody's double vaxxed in Israel. In Australia. I mean, I've played those clips. Israel and Australia have the highest rates of hospitals filled with people. And it goes the same for European countries. The most vaccinated European country has the highest rates of people filling the hospitals. That's Ireland. I showed the numbers. I played a local newscast or national newscast out of Ireland. They're like, we don't know why everybody's so sick. And while the hospitals are filled, we're at 90% inoculation, the highest in Europe. Dr. Zev Zelenko is going to be joining us coming up in the next hour to cover the waterfront, talk about where he sees all this going. I've got a lot to hit, so you'll definitely want to stay with us for that. And you'll definitely want to take the live feed from freeworldnews.tv of the show or infowars.com/show and share it with people and say, hey, learn what's really going on, because every person you reach is somebody else we might save. And then hopefully they'll share the link with others. And that causes, again, that chain reaction, that critical mass that the New World Order fears, like vampires fear the sun at noon. So here it is. Biden's Surgeon General doesn't rule out extending vaccine mandates to businesses with fewer than 100 employees. And look, this is all just 2 + 2 = 4. Remember I said they'll get it down to 5-year-olds saying it's now legal, even though it's experimental. And then they'll say now it's mandated for 5-year-olds and up. And now it's happened. And then once they say it's 100 employees or up, next it's going to be below 100 employees. And now it's happening. Well, it's unconstitutional to do that on so many fronts, and the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals has put a stay on it, and we're going to see that move forward. But you can't have a bunch of corporations getting together with the government and lobbying to make their employees do something that's racketeering. And you can't have the federal government overriding the states that don't want vaccine mandates and telling them to do it. That violates the 10th Amendment. But the 9th Amendment is violated as well. I mean, this is just outrageous. And yes, they've got a couple of court rulings from 110, 120 years ago saying that you can give anybody forced inoculations. The same courts ruled you could sterilize poor people. Those rulings have never been overturned. But there are a lot of bad things on the books that aren't followed because people know it's BS. So they're really trying to start a civil war with this. But just think about, it'd be better to lose your job and better to be homeless than to be dead. But it's beyond that. They have sanctuary cities all over the country. It's over 1,000 now, where illegal aliens who've committed crimes are left alone by the mayors and by the communist district attorneys, part of breaking the country down. But we can have cities and places where Biden bans guns that say, we're sanctuary cities, we don't ban guns. And we can say the same thing. We have sanctuary towns and cities where we don't have vaccine passports, and we don't have QR codes, and we don't make people be little digital slaves. And that's going to be the whole future, is people saying no to the globalist. Because the central banks control the currencies, and they're trying to dictate control. That's why they're giving these orders now, to put things in our bodies that make us sick and sterilize us, because they made the decision to depopulate us. And that's official. And the public is so childlike, they can't believe that's happening. They think, oh, that's conspiracy stuff, even though it's all been announced. But people are going to figure out very quickly how dystopic this is. But the globalists hope they've already been maimed, already been made ill, already been colonized by spike proteins that are very similar to mad cow crystals that cause spongiform encephalopathy. Once I get a scientific word in my head, I remember how to say it. All these other new ones, I tell you, I'm not the best at it until I figure out how you say it right. Like hydrofluorosilicic acid, that's the real name for electrified fluoride they put in your water that's so deadly. Sounds scary, doesn't it? It is, but that's what they do. But how scary something sounds is not important. It's what it actually does that's important. That hydrogen monoxide, again, sounds scary. That's the name for water. You need water to live. It's good for you. I know you know that, but hydrofluorosilicic acid is the opposite of that. It's pure death. So here is Biden's Surgeon General doesn't rule out, our little medical dictator, doesn't rule out extending vaccine mandate to businesses with fewer than 100 employees. Here it is.
And Dr. Murthy, if the law survives legal challenges, will the administration be extending the mandate to smaller employers with fewer than 100 employees?
Well, Martha, certainly nothing is off the table at this moment, but the focus right now is on implementing the current rule that OSHA put out. And finally, let me just emphasize that these rules actually work. What we've seen in a report...
Shut it up. It doesn't work. We have record-level COVID cases, which are false positive anyways. The people in the hospital have COVID from the injection. It does the same thing. It creates the spike protein. It's just worse. And all the evidence of Israel and other countries that have done boosters show it's deadly. And mixing them is insane. Look what Governor Newsom did. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Again, the news today got me so mad. And I've got more Bill Gates stuff. And I've got Biden on Friday made fun of Americans in the supply chain. And now he's done it again, saying you're too stupid to understand it. And then he just started babbling incoherently. None of it made any sense. Here's a quote. Joe Biden explains that higher consumer prices, quote, people, supplies, or materials that end up being on our kitchen table or in our fam or our life. Guess what? They're close those plants. I'm playing that next hour. That is not a joke. That really happened. And then he goes on to say, you don't know about supply chain. And then the deputy press secretary says there is no supply chain problem. And people quitting over not wanting to take the deadly shot or being fired has no effect. Even though the National Association of Manufacturers and all of them say it's the vaccine mandate causing people to be fired and quit that's causing a lot of the problems. And then the COVID lockdowns the last year and a half, plus around the world. But she just sits up there and says, that's not the case. Gaslighting everybody. Why does anybody listen to a damn thing they say? They're nothing but a rearguard action of megabanks looting and destroying the country. Biden doesn't run anything. Fauci doesn't run anything. It's been predetermined by the globalists, and they're just mouthpieces. I mean, Fauci's been a fellow traveler. He's been involved in the planning and stuff, but he's not giving the orders. When it comes to Biden, he ain't running jack squat. We're going to go to break. You have 6 days left, ladies and gentlemen, to get great products and support the broadcast of the biggest sale of the year. Up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. That means 10% off of your next order. Goes to your own little membership file there. And then you use it, your own little wallet that you can use later. And it goes on, save up to 60% off on our top-selling products, plus get free shipping and double Patriot points on every order. BrainForce Plus, the nootropic, sold out for 8 months. It's amazing. Such clarity, such focus. It is 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, sold out for years now. New and improved, even better, with the turmeric, the bee pollen, the chaga mushroom, key vitamins and minerals added. And, of course, it's the highest quality chicken bone broth, so good for your joints, your stamina, your energy, your immune system, your inflammation. It really is the ultimate superfood. And it's less cost than the leading chicken broth formula out there that's high quality that we actually use. But then we add even better stuff to it, but have it at a lower price. So this has the top-rated chicken broth in it. It's discounted as well. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. We'll answer all your questions and take your order. We'll also give you the P.O. Box address if you'd like to order via snail mail. You can call the toll-free number. We'll give it to you there. But Ultra 12 is 60% off, Alpha Power 40% off, Knockout 50% off, Living Defense 50% off, Pure Turmeric Extract Liquid and Powder 40% off, Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash 50% off. That's a huge deal. All Storable Food 10% off. That deal ends on the 15th. The other deal's in on the 14th. Last Chance for Coffee at 2021 prices. It's really high quality. And many more products up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. You make it all possible. Hour number two with Dr. Zelenko coming up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I am cutting this.